This is Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Van Brando and Silent on the West Coast hashtag hybrid tour here in Portland, Oregon. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
So I hear this is the first time you guys have played north of California.
That would be correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys got here a few days early. What have you guys been doing while you're here?
I mean, Cascade Lakes. We came over here to the venue at Rock Hard PDX where we're playing tonight. And, you know, we decided we didn't want to sit in a hotel room, so we decided to take in the scenery and go out and do it like rough man style out in the woods. We got ourselves, you know, got a tent, got a fire, man. We shot some video out there, and, 3 days camping, baby, and now we're in a hotel and we're loving it.
Yeah, you know? We went and saw Head PE and Dope the other night. That was fantastic.
I keep thinking it's last night, but you know what I mean? I was used to where my brain's at.
It does feel like last night.
It does.
Yeah. Well, you guys look clean from camping for 3 days. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. We made sure to
campsites
shower.
Campsites got showers,
in.
Baby. You know what I mean? They're just as good as the regular hotel shower. So, yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know your music, can you describe your sound?
I think we both have our own distinct kind of sound. I mean, definitely. It wraps into the hybrid core. But Silent, you want to take what your...
I would say we both have our own two distinct sounds. Both coming from rap and rock. His has his hybrid core. I have more alternative rap, but we mostly blend in a little bit of everything, majorly heavy metal and hip-hop with rap and alternative rock and anything in between.
Basically, the way I put it in a nutshell is that anything goes. You know what I mean? There's nothing off limits. I don't care what style of music it is. If it, we'll try it out. If it sucks, we'll fucking put it on the back. Can I cuss? Is that okay? Okay, sorry. Yeah, we'll put it on the back burner, you know, but I mean, what's not worth trying? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've been a metalhead since I was a kid, and I was stuck in metal and punk, and I didn't listen to nothing else. I was stubborn, you know, and then heard something like Tech N9ne, or heard like Eminem, or heard, you know, Dr. Dre, Cypress Hill, you know, all these. I could not, you know what I mean? And so now doing music is just awesome because it kept that open mind to listen to something that wasn't your norm that you grew up with and who you hung with and, you know, that's where we get this hybrid core sound, you know what I mean, and alternative rap, you know, I do agree with that, you know.
So I'm relatively new with this genre of music. The backtracks that you play when you guys perform, where do they come from? Do you have musicians that do them or do you sample?
Oh, you're looking at the man right over here.
The mastermind
Greg
right
Garrison,
there.
A1.
All the music and produce all the tracks.
Produces all the tracks, engineers the whole studio, photographers, just about everything. The cream of the crop right there.
Yeah, he is a definition of A1, baby. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the dude, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, you know what I mean, how you...
Oh, I just take half the stuff that I create, I do what I'm feeling, and then I also, once I start working with another artist, I try and absorb what their influences are and bring that into the stuff I make for them. So
you actually play the instruments?
I play guitar, I play guitar, drums, bass, piano, but a lot of it's sampled. The guitars are 90% of them are me playing. The bass guitars, I use more synth basses though.
Well, I heard a little snippet when you guys did
sound check,
and it sounded awesome.
Yeah.
Multiplayer productions, man. Yeah, that's a boy right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the two of you both have roots in metal.
Yes.
You had a band called
Centerpiece.
And were you sang?
Yes, I was lead vocalist.
Okay, and that was more of a, you said?
Progressive metal.
Okay, and your band?
Yeah, Hostile Intentions. That was high school. It was dope to see a couple of the guys from the band go into and got in a band called Loked, which unfortunately broke up through the bandmates, you know, which is part of the reason why Hostile Intentions broke up. But there's still guys out there doing this stuff, you know. There's a good group of guys. We were really young, you know what I mean? But what's even kind of crazier to me is that 10 years go by and we haven't done any kind of music, you know. And then I met this man right here, it just rapping the first time in my life, which I would never think. And here you got what you're seeing right now, man.
Big time, yeah.
So it seems like nowadays there's so many genres of metal that they really do blend well together. Back in the day, I'm going to say even 10 years ago, you know, rap or rapcore or anything like metal didn't mix. What do you think it is about the time frame now that works?
Man, I don't know if I could say how it works. I think that in general, and I think anybody that's a hip-hop listener or a metal listener, music has been very saturated, you know, and very categorized. I mean, metal has so many sub-genres, but so does hip-hop.
So does everything.
So that's why I think it gives the opportunity for something like this to break through. You know what I mean? Like, people, they want, they need that change. You know what I mean? So I think we're in a good place, and I think music is in a position now where it's in a good spot to break out. You know, something new. And whether it's setting the stepping stones to that next big thing, you know what I mean, or whatever it is, just something to break the monotony and the is boring. You know what I mean? A lot of bands are just doing, I mean, that's history with music, you know. People jump on that train.
Is that music in general, whether it sounds like something new, most likely it was inspired by something old that you may not have heard or only a few people have heard. That's just music. I was always told growing up that any true musician loves any type of music, point blank period. So with that being in mind, you can't listen to something without eventually involving it in what you're doing with other music. That's just gonna, and eventually stuff just has to blend either way. So now it's like at the mixing pot to where it's a little bit of that, a little bit of this. Like, it's hard to really categorize what anyone's doing anymore.
But keeping that open mind, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, I mean, that's how I met him, you know what I mean? I came into doing this hybrid core sound and stuff. I see this dude walk in. He was actually, you were like the third guy in the group to this, and I had no interest in these two other guys. Like, I mean, I just wanted to talk to this man right here. And that's where, you know, we've just...
I saw that.
I don't know.
I once read that there is absolutely no new music. It's simply enhancements on something that's already
Exactly.
Yeah, you're regurgitating, man. And you know, for most people, it seems like, how can you not be original? I mean, you're a person, man. You have something to you that's original, you know, like your own thing, you know, that makes you. Like, how is it so hard to come out original with your music? You know what I mean? But when all you do is listen to the same stuff over and over and over again, of course you're going to reproduce something that sounds the same over and over again with your enhancements, like you said.
Yeah,
you know what
definitely.
I mean?
Yeah. I think it's hard to be original, but as long as you're original to yourself, you're good. Like, you're being yourself, that's all you can be. And as long as you're doing that, you're being real to yourself and to your music, and that in itself is original.
Yeah.
Is there any genre of music that you hate?
No.
I wouldn't say hate. No,
hate's
that's
a strong word.
I'll tell you this
hard
much.
To listen,
I mean,
to, but not
country,
hate.
In my opinion, no, I'm not a fan of, but I'll tell you what, when I went to this concert, it was a Toby Keith show. I mean, it was my buddy's birthday, you know, took the limo out there, saw Toby. I was boot scooting, boogie, man, all over that grass. Dude, that had me going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can't say I hate any kind of music. No,
personally, I mean, I like country.
some stuff puts me to sleep. I'm not gonna lie. I've been to some folk spoken word shows and stuff, and it, you know, I respect it though. If it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter, man, what kind of music it is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not your cup of tea, but I mean, you can find beauty in just about anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's somebody out there doing it.
Yeah, it's all about perspective.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think you're right. Good music is good music.
Period.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You guys have played with some you know, pretty big bands like Head PE, Twisted, Tech N9ne, Green Jelly, and others. Who is your ultimate that you want to share the stage with?
Oh, that you haven't yet?
Yeah, haven't
yet,
maybe.
Yet?
Tech N9ne would have been that.
Tech N9ne would have been the tops.
Yeah.
Eminem, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see that.
I don't care how long.
You know, I mean,
Eminem, top.
I don't know what's a top, you know what I mean? Like, I've got so many, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look through my iPod right now, man, I could tell you about 90% of them I'd want to play with, and I would be excited to play with, you know, and you're open for whatever, do a collab, a feature, you know what I mean? I mean, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can't really think
can't
of a specific
one.
I guess
too much
if Dime was here today, you know what I mean? Like, I'd want to do something with Pantera, you know what I mean?
That's what I was saying. If Chester was here, Linkin Park, bro.
There you go, you know, but, yeah.
So you guys, this last summer, played Gathering at the Juggalos.
Huh. That was fun. Yeah. My first gathering was about 2 years ago in Ohio, and I'd never gone to a gathering, but...
3 years.
Well, it'll be 3 years. Well, yeah, I guess 3 years. I don't know, man.
Like, 2 or 3 years.
Too many good times. but yeah, no, playing there, I mean, you know, it was a nice step in the right direction. It was an honor to play in front of Juggalos. And it's, for us, when we played the Twisted show at the Whiskey... that was our first time playing in front of Juggalos, and the love that we got and the energy we got off of that, beautiful. It was just so bitching, man, to go there the next time. And we had such an early set. It was, the sun was still out. People were like, what are you doing here? I was like, hey, man, we got to go where we go, right? So, but we had people there to see us, you know, just to see us. It was a sold-out show the first time we played there, and it was beautiful. The Gathering, man, I got to shout out my boy Dave, man, of King Bad Entertainment. That's our manager. And mm-hmm. I met him at an ICP show that we were supposed to open for in San Diego with POD. It was their tour. I think it was the Great Malenko. No, it wasn't Great. That's what they're on right now. I can't remember it. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
It got canceled day of. It was heartbreaking in a sense because it was a big show for us. Yeah. You know, we haven't played on that spectrum yet, you know, mm-hmm. and day of it gets canceled that morning because of the Faygo. they wouldn't let him spray Faygo. Well, dude, do you not watch the videos? Right. Do you not know who ICP is?
Someone different.
How are you going to tell these guys not? Their fans are asking for this, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know, but this Gathering. He actually came. Greg here came with me to that Gathering.
I was not able to make it to that show.
Okay. It was awesome, man. To be able to play that. I mean, it was an honor in itself, and I only hope that they invite us back. You know what I mean, for the next one. That's so. What I got to say about that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take us down for a minute with the state of the world as it is, and like Vegas and things like that. Two questions. One, do you ever get worried when you play for your safety? Second question is, the state of the world, does it have an impact on your music and your lyrics?
That second one's a doozy. I'd say the first part, no. I've never feared for my safety. I don't know about you, man, like, right?
I used to fear for my safety just walking out the door in the neighborhood I grew up in. So coming at and doing shows, I feel completely safe. I've been to shows with him where we're not even performing, but I'm out there, you know, especially heavy metal. You're not going to see too much people of my ethnicity out there. I could be the only one, and I still feel completely safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we played in some pretty hood spots, man, back in the day, dude, like, where I think if that was a problem, we would say, yeah, that would have feared there. I never had that problem.
No,
yeah.
Not on stage.
Yeah, but as far as our lyrics go, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't speak for him, but me personally, I have some songs that target towards that, but, you know, I'm so burnt out on what I read and what I see and everybody's conspiracies and what's true and what's not. You know, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has an opinion. I have mine, but what I try to bring with my music is good times. You know, like, it's like, you know, we can all have this conversation for hours on end about this, that, and the other, and what we believe, and to me, it's just like, I just want to have something that's fun, that's lighthearted, to take your mind off of that crap, you know, so.
And, with my half, growing up listening to mostly hip-hop was always, like, the news to get to the people. So I do try to keep that in mind and do drop songs. I do talk about irrelevant issues that people may not be paying attention to because they don't watch the news, or they may not have a TV, or they don't. Some, a lot of people don't pick up books anymore. So it's some information that they do need to find out, and the only way they may get it is by listening to music. So I do like to stay relevant with the times in that aspect. That's
good. So online I saw that there's four tracks that people can digitally buy, but I hear you have a release tonight. Is it those four tracks or is it something else?
No, we got a couple new tracks that we haven't released yet. Yeah, our track Let It Go, which is actually going to be one of the tracks for Silence album. Mm-hmm. We did do a cover of Killing in the Name of Rage Against the Machine, so on our own take on it. So I think we've done it really well, and you'll get to hear that tonight.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah.
Well, did you say you only found four that are available for
Yeah, I saw four available.
No, we have, for Brando, he has two albums.
Okay.
Roughly 12 tracks each. I think one's 12 and one's 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are all on iTunes, Amazon. They're
Spotify.
Anywhere.
I mean, anywhere you can possibly.
Yeah, CD Baby. All
right. Yeah, yeah. And then Silence got released an EP recently. Yeah.
My EP dropped just a couple months ago. That's freshly out. We have copies tonight. Everything with that.
So let's talk about where people can find it. You have Facebook, you said CD Baby, you said Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, iTunes, I mean,
Spotify.
It's pretty much, if you Google search my name in particular, you're going to get about 2-3 pages full of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
any kind of content other people have put up there or whatever, it's kind of refreshing. It's nice, you know?
Yeah, same here.
And then after that, you'll get Marlon Brando. is about what comes in there.
Yeah, about page three.
Yeah, about page three. You'll get more of that random. Yeah.
So, last three questions. For tonight, what can fans expect?
High energy, kick-ass show, man. Like, we bring it no matter what. You know what I mean? We played shows from fucking five people to 500 plus, maybe. 1,500.
Zero.
I'm sorry. To zero to 1,500.
Still got bartenders.
Yes. It's the same show every time. Does not matter. You know what I mean?
Like, how long's your set?
Oh, tonight? Might go an hour. I don't know. We'll see.
So.
If they want me to go longer, I'll go longer. I've got hours of music, man. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And from here, where do you go?
Linwood, Washington. We're going to hit Seattle first. I've never been there, so definitely want to go over there. Check out the Elysian Brewery and Space Needle. And yeah, like my family, my wife, everybody, they all want to come out there. So it's just like I get to see it first and then be like, yeah, let's go.
Definitely need to come back. I wanted to tell you, in Seattle, I've lived here my whole life, but I just found out when Chris Cornell died that there's actually a place in Seattle called Soundgarden, and they're big pillars that when the wind blows, it, like, makes sound.
Nice.
I think it was the day of his funeral, they turned them off, and it was silent. But you've got Jackie Chan's grave, Jimmy...
Jackie Chan's still alive.
Don't
tell me that. Yeah, too much people are dying right now. Too much people are dying right now. You cannot just bring that up on me like that.
I know. Well, I just heard that Ralphie May, rest in peace, dude. I found out today Ralphie May passed, man.
Tom Petty the other day.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of good ones, man. You know, but such is life, baby. You know what I mean? That's what you're breathing in every time. You know?
Yeah, but Seattle has some cool things. Very cool things.
Can't wait.
I'm going to go definitely want to check
Oregon's
that out.
Oregon's been very nice to us.
Oh, I love Oregon so far.
Beautiful out here.
Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
Don't support whack bullshit, dude. Fucking, let's get rid of this whackness. Start supporting good music. And not just music.
Original.
Start supporting people.
Don't
support and watch crap of these idolizing idiots, man. I guess is all I can really say.
It really bothers me.
I don't have cable at my house, man, because I refuse to watch this crap.
Yeah.
You're idolizing the Kardashians and 16 and pregnant and all this crap, man. Like, it's garbage, man. I mean, TV's garbage in itself, but that's like beyond garbage, man. And I guess that's the only thing I could say. I don't know.
No brainwashing. Keep your mind dirty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't recommend that you listen to our stuff either. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, this cannot be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what goes, I guess. You know.
Last little messages. Keep an open mind and an open heart to everything that goes on. You never know what it could be.
Well said. Thank you guys very, very much.
Thank you for having us.